AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is conceding there is a surge in the number of children at the border, but that it's under control. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz disagrees.
I think it is a crisis. I think it was fully avoidable. And it is getting worse.
Mayorkas is defending a policy of allowing teens and children crossing by themselves to remain in the country. Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy in the Senate says this problem is not new.
The Republican narrative is that this started when Biden became president. That's just fundamentally not true. This started last September.
Mayorkas rejected a Trump-era policy of sending them immediately back to Mexico or other countries. More European countries are pausing on the use of AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine over reports of blood clots. It's not clear yet if the vaccine is to blame. Dr. Jeffrey Weitz with the International Society on Thrombosis and Hemostasis says don't panic. Get the shot.
I think it's just so important that people get their vaccines to reduce the burden from COVID-19 and let us get back as close as we can to normal.
Six officials won't be working in the NCAA men's college basketball tournament because one tested positive for the coronavirus. Five others were deemed close contacts after arriving in Indianapolis. The tournament starts Thursday. Schools in eastern Wyoming and northern Colorado were closed for a second day. Roads are still impassable from a blizzard. Interstate 25 near Cheyenne, Wyoming is open for the first time since Saturday. More than 100 Hollywood publicity firms that collectively represent the majority of stars in film and television say they will advise their clients to skip the Golden Globes if the Hollywood Foreign Press Association doesn't commit to transformational change. The LA Times reported the group's 87 voting members do not include one black person. This is AP News. Thousands of people are fleeing violence in Myanmar.
A video shot by a citizen shows the mass exodus, with people packed into cars, taxis, pickup trucks, on motorcycles and on foot. They're seeking safety after the Myanmar police killed more than 30 anti-coup protesters over the weekend and five Chinese factories were set on fire. The Sunday chaos in Yangon led to Myanmar's military declaring martial law in a large part of the city. In another development, the factory blazes brought an angry demand from Beijing for protection of their property and their nationals. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
With the coronavirus still raging in Brazil, President Jair Bolsonaro picked his fourth health minister since the pandemic began. This time, the head of the country's cardiology society, who in the past has spoken favorably of the country's leader. The previous minister had no health experience. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.